From Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 6, and text number 8. Na aham tatha admi yajamana haviha vitane shochatat grita Plutam Adan Hutabhuk Mukhena Yat Brahmanasya Mukhataha Charataha Anukhansam Tushtaya Mayi Avadhitaihi Avahitaihi Nija Karma Pakaihi Naham Tathatmi Yajaman Havirvitane Shoshtat Gratav Platam Madan Hutabhun Mukhena Yad Brahmanasya Mukhata Sharito Anughasam Tushtasya maya vihitar nija karma pakai Naham tadadmi yajaman havir vitane Shotat ghratap Platamadana Hutabhun Mukhena Yad Brahmanasya Mukhata Sharato Anughasam Tushtasya Maya Avahiter Nijakarma Pakaha Aham tadhatmi yajaman havirvitane Shoshtat gratat platam adana hutabhun mukhena Yad brahmanasya mukhata sharato anughamsa Tushtasya maya avahite nijakarma pakaihi Na, not, aham, I, tatha, on the other hand, admi, I eat, yajamana, by the sacrificer, havihi, the oblations, Vitane, in the sacrificial fire, shochtat, pouring, ghrita, ghee, platam, mixed, adan, eating, hutabhuk, the sacrificial fire, mukhena, by the mouth, yat, as, brahmanasya, of the brahman, Mukhata, from the mouth, charataha, acting, anughasam, morsels, tushtasya, satisfied, mayi, to me, avahitaihi, offered, nija, own, karma, activities paakahi by the results. Translation as purport by Islamic divine Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: I do not enjoy the oblations offered by the sacrificer in the sacrificial fire, which is one of my own mouths, with the same relish as I do the delicacies overflowing with the ghee, which are offered to the mouths of a Brahmanas who have dedicated to me the results of their activities and who are ever satisfied with my prasad. Purport: the devotee of the Lord or the Vaishnava do not take anything without offering it to the Lord. Since a Vaishnava dedicates all the results of his activities to the Lord, he does not taste anything eatable which is not first offered to him. The Lord also relishes giving to the Vaishnava's mouth of eatables offered to him. It is clear from this verse that the Lord eats through the sacrificial fire and the Brahmana's mouth. So many articles, grains, ghee, etc. are offered in a sacrifice for the satisfaction of the Lord. The Lord accepts sacrificial offerings from the Brahmanas and devotees. And elsewhere, it is stated that whatever is given for the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas to eat is also accepted by the Lord. But here it is said that he accepts offering to the mouth of Brahmanas and Vaishnavas with even greater relish. The best example of this is found in the life of Advaita Prabhu in the dealings with Haridas Thakur. Even though Haridas was born of a Mohammedan family, Advaita Prabhu offered him the first dish of prasad after the performance of sacred fire ceremony. Haridas Thakur informed him that he was born of a Mohammedan family and asked why Advaita Prabhu was offering the first dish to a Mohammedan instead of an elevated Brahmana. Out of his humbleness, Haridas condemned himself a Mohammedan. But Advaita Prabhu, being experienced devotee, accepted him as a real Brahmana. Advaita Prabhu asserted that by offering the first dish to Haridas Thakur, he was getting the result of feeding 100,000 Brahmanas. The conclusion is that if one can feed a Brahmana or Vaishnava, it is better than performing hundreds and thousands of sacrifices. In this age, therefore, it is recommended that Harir Naam, chanting the holy name of God and pleasing the Vaishnava, are the only means to elevate oneself to spiritual life. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Veena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganaragunatanmitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. So in this verse, Lord is explaining the glories of feeding Brahmanas. Generally, in modern days, people, they think that whatever written in the scriptures or different we called it as a different activities that under the banner of Karmakanda are performed, that is nothing but just to fill the belly of so-called brahmanas, nothing else. It does not have any importance. And gradually this sort of a thinking is common in general mass of people. And that's why they think most of these temples and any festivals that you celebrate, this is nothing but just cause to fill the belly of brahmanas, to maintain their own families. But here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can find the real cause of performing different sacrifices, different activities in the temple. And feeding the brahmanas is meant to please the Supreme Personality of a God. That need to be understood. And Lord clearly says here that he generally eats through the mouth, which is none other than the fire or sacrifice that generally they perform. So here we can understand Lord always eats through the mouth of Brahmana or through the fire. And in the purport, Prabhupada says it is most important, as Lord himself says, that he gets, or he relishes actually, the foodstuff offered through the mouth of brahmanas. So feeding brahmanas is always considered the most auspicious thing through which one can please the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And then Prabhupada has quoted a nice example of Haridas Thakur. An Advaita Acharya, once Advaita Acharya, he had some Shraddha ceremony at his home. And he called up Brahmanas to come and honor Prasadam that day. But it happened so, the most of the Brahmanas, they thought that Advaita Acharya is always associating with Haridas Thakur. So he is not that up to the standard to go to his place and eat. So most of the Brahmanas, they never turned up. And whoever came, they were not of that standard whom we can call as a Brahmanas. Because those days, these Shakta worship was so prevalent in Bengal that most of the Brahmanas, they were the worshippers of Shakti. And they used to eat all abominable things. So Advaita Acharya, same time he called up devotees also. And especially he called up Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, even though he was born in Mohammedan family, but in devotional service he was so much elevated that he used to be honored by all the Vaishnavas of that time. Many smart Brahmins, they used to condemn him being a Mohammedan, how he's chanting our Vedic mantras, this and that. But Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu was knowing the glories of Haridas Thakur. So after performing the whole sacrifice and other ceremonies, what they're supposed to do for Pitras, he offered the first plate of prasadam to Brahma Haridas Thakur. And as he did so, Haridas Thakur, being such a humble and meek, he said, "What you are doing, Advaita Acharya? I am a low class and I don't have this honor to take this prasad. You should offer it to Brahmanas first." Then Advaita Acharya, who is none other than Mahavishnu and Lord Shiva himself, he explained him, "No worries. Feeding a Brahmana or a Vaishnava is far better than performing thousands of sacrifices. Here you are the person who is a great Vaishnava, whose mind is always absorbed in the thoughts and glories of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. So better to feed you." Because Lord, he himself says that he relishes the delicious prasadam or bhoga from the mouth of Brahmanas. So, feeding Brahmanas or offering food to their lordship is never considered as a part of just karmakanda, purification. But through this, you can make progress in your spiritual life. As Prabhupada says here that the Lord admits herein that although he certainly has the quality that anyone who receives a slight particle of the dust of his lotus feet becomes the ones a great person, great personality, and this greatness is due to his affection for his devotees. And devotees are so much attached to their lordship that they imbibe almost all the qualities of the Lord. They also become as pure as their lordship. And because of that purity, they can purify whatever is given to them. And generally, as Prabhupada says, that the devotee of the Lord or the Vaishnava does not take anything without offering it to the Lord. When once all the activities and result of activities are dedicated to their lordship, then automatically that gets purified. And that really cleanses our heart and our whole material existence. So it is always better, especially in this age of Kali, when it is really difficult to find really good, worthy, qualified, born Brahmins, better to feed the Vaishnavas. Vishnu Bhakta, Vaishnavas are those who worship the Lord Vishnu. And there are so many incidences in lives of devotees of the Lord, especially in the life of Sripad Ramanujacharya. Once Sripad Ramanujacharya, he called up Kanchipurna to take prasadam at his place. And Kanchipurna was a bit surprised. He was a great Vaishnava. Lord Vararaj used to talk to him. But he was not from a high-class Brahmin family. So he was thinking, how I can accept this invitation? I can't. But still, Sripad Ramanujacharya, he insisted him that he should come. Because Sripad Ramanujacharya was knowing the glory of Vaishnavas. That's why he called up Sri Kanchipurna to take prasad at his home. But his wife being a she was being a Orthodox Brahmin, she honored her father's wish, her husband's wish, and she told, and she did everything as per the desire of her husband. She cooked everything and served that to Kanchipurna. But what happened? Her husband was not there. He went out to get something. And same time Kanchipurna entered home, he said, no, I am in hurry, so please feed me, I will go. So he sat and he honored Prashadam and he left. His wife, what she did, she called her maid, took out the pattals of Kanchipurna and threw it away and cleaned that place with a gobar, and she pour out all the things, whatever she cooked and remaining from after feeding him. She washed the clothes, she took bath, and again she started cooking. And Shripad Ramanujacharya came at home and he was seeing that. He said, what happened? She said, yeah, Kanchipurna came, he had food and he left. He said, where is Ramana? She said, I've thrown it away. Then Ramanujacharya, he was so sad in his heart. He said, what is this? I called him up so that I can get his remnants. Because the Mahaprasad or Mahaprasad, the food offered to the devotees or Prasad offered to the devotees is always so glorious because that itself purifies your heart. That gives you a strength to perform a devotional service. And he said, what you have done? Then she spoke out that, I thought he is from low caste and how we can take his remnant, so I threw it away. He made up his mind because before this incident also, his wife offended the wife of Kanchipurna. So he made up his mind that I have to give her up. I have to leave her now. And he did so. And he left his house, went and took sannyas. It may seem a very small reason, but for Vaishnavas, offense to a great Vaishnava is always considered a great catastrophe in their life, especially in spiritual life. So to avoid further such a situation, what he did? He left his household life and took sannyas. In his life, once what happened? He had prasad, and after having prasadam, he went and washed his hand in river Kaveri. And when he did that, little bit of grains from his hand, they went into the water. And the small fishes, they were just running here and there. They got that, they ate. And as soon as they ate that Mahaprasad or the remnants of Ramanuja, they got liberated. They got their 400 forms and they went to Vaikuntha. All the disciples of Ramanujacharya, they were looking at this and they were surprised. They said, how come? For years together we are having his remnants. But why we are not going? Then Ramanujacharya said that it's the Vaishnava's causeless mercy that works. Even though sometimes Vaishnava's causeless mercy are there, but the receiver is offensive. then it takes a long time. Knowingly, unknowingly, if you offend a Vaishnava, you have doubt about them, then definitely you are creating obstacles in the progress of your own spiritual life. So, from all this narration, we can understand that how much their lordship is loving their devotees. How much affection that he has for his own devotees. How much care and concern that he has. And how much he himself honors his devotees. Forget about the other living beings, their relationship with the devotees, but the relationship of Lord with his own devotees is so intense, with full of respect and honor, that need to be understood. And this particular chapter actually speaks about this wonderful relationship and dealings between the Lord and his own devotees. Generally, there is always a point of debate about this, that who is greater, the born Brahmins or Vaishnava from any caste and creed. For this, if you really wanted to know, then you can refer Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. There is one book. It is a compilation of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's lectures on this particular topic. Once in a Midnapur in Malda district, there was a great debate. And because the smart Brahmanas, they are claiming themselves as highest, they should be worshipped like a Lord himself. And those same time only, the Vaishnavas, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they were also very prominent. But there were different sects, upper sampradayas. So they were Kandivik Vaishnavas. So all the Vaishnavas those days, especially Gaudiyas, they requested Bhakti Vinod Thakur, please, you go and represent Vaishnavas. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur was very old that time, and he was sick also. So he was not able to go there. Then he asked his son, and his name was that time Bimal Prasad, that you go and attend this. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went, and he had 3 days seminar there actually. The first day he glorified the position of Brahmanas. What Brahmana means, how they are glorious. What is the glory of Brahmana that scripture has given? And he explained very nicely. So all the caste Brahmins and Smatas, they were so on the high that, oh, here is a person who knows our glories, and he is explaining. The next day, he started smashing out the born Brahmanas. How scriptures condemn the people who are born in the Brahmana family but does not follow the standards. And he smashed them out, literally. Then these people, they become more disturbed. And then he explained the glory of Vaishnavas, which is explained all over the scriptures. And he established that how Vaishnava, even though he is born in a low class, how he is superior to caste Brahmins or born Brahmins. And people became so fond of him. And especially he spoke about the glory of water that has left after washing the feet of Vaishnava and Vaishnava Padathuli. People went mad to take the dust from his lotus feet. So what they did that time, they got the buckets and asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to put his feet in that buckets and pour water into them. washed his feet, and they threw that water on the crowd so that there should not be a commotion and stamping. It's a quite big book, more than 100, 200 pages. But it... Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. I think there is one copy. We have one copy of... If... There was one 7th Goswami, I see. No, no, it's black only. There's a photo of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on the cover. You just get one. It's really good. Because we should know that sometimes people, they ask that you ISKCON people, how you consider yourself greater than Brahmanas, why you put this janyu and other things. So that need to be understood. So any question, any doubt? Vaishnava means qualified. Vaishnavin does not know that just he, for the name's sake, he has taken that pancha samskaras. Vaishnava means, as here it explained, whose mind is always absorbed in the Lord, he is known as a Vaishnava. Otherwise, he is a sadhaka, not Vaishnava. He is a sadhaka. He is doing sadhana. He is trying to be. That is for asurascha tatpara. Yes. Where are the devotees of Vishnu? They are known as asuras, means demigods. And apare, asuras. Who are not the devotees of Vishnu, they are asuras. This is in Vishnu Purana. See, there are categories of Brahmana. It's not necessary that we should condemn all the Brahmanas, but even to take birth in a Brahma Yoni or Yonija Brahmana, it needs also some qualification. Don't offend them, because it is always considered they are higher than the other living entities, whoever it may be. So, categories of Brahmana, there are really Brahmanas who knows the Brahma Janati Si Brahmana, who know Vipra, who know the Vedic scripture. There are some Brahmanas who are known as a Bhat, who can do just worship. There are some Brahmanas who are not qualified to do that also, but they can sit and chant some mantras. Up to that, and if nothing is, even though born in the Brahmin family and he is not performing at all anything, Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan, then he is lower than the Shudra. What honor can be given to that person?
Yeah, that's a question. We are looking for the higher and pure people, and sometimes definitely. We are just ignoring the simple person, and sometimes it may affect them also.
Being a Vaishnava, we should not offend anyone. But we should know, because we are sadhakas, so we should know where to keep a distance. Whom to hear, whom to listen, whom to follow. Because, or you Ombi Brahmani, if you go to Bombay, you will find so many taxi wallahs, drivers. They call themselves as a Brahmana. Are Ombi Brahmani? You ask them, generally when we ISKCON people, they travel in taxi. When you pay them and getting down, are Pandit ji, Ombi Brahman hai, Ombi Dubey hai, dekho. Then they pull out their janeu. But what he is doing? Maybe born in a Brahmana family, takes bath once in a week actually, because Bombay it's very difficult for them to take regular bath. But still they claim that. And eat all nonsense. Brahmana means who is Swayampaki. Swayampaki means he cooks himself and eat. Because whatever he eat, that makes your consciousness. And if you claim yourself as a Brahmana, like day before yesterday one lady came and she was claiming that she is from Madhva family. And she was glorifying Karna. She was glorifying Eklavya. Said, what do you do, man? You claim yourself as a Madhvas. And Madhva honors Lord Krishna as the Supreme. And these people, they are glorifying the personalities who was asked by Krishna intentionally to kill. They were having such an enmity to Krishna, and that person was too much attached to them, and he was glorifying them literally, sitting right here in the temple hall. I just asked him, how do you claim yourself as a Madhva? No, I don't want to have a debate. What debate? I said, I just asked you, why? What made you to think like that? Did you raid Madhvas? Or just you want to call yourself as, I am Madhva? What is that? Do you think you can call them Brahmanas? How you can honor them as a Brahmana? Who go again totally against the Acharyas, who just have their own speculation, how you can accept them? That's very important. That's why that book will help you a lot to understand this difference. Because see, by reading that thing, at least for me, it's like I read that in 99. That time it came in the published book, actually. So we were a group of devotees, like who came from Madhva families actually to ISKCON. There was a doubt in the heart that used to have always some little bit of hitch to mix up with everyone. But when we read that book, it clarified the whole panda. Because see, our own parampara, who is Brahmana? In our parampara, if you go back, trace back, who is there? After Shad Goswamis, in our lineage, where is you will find the Brahmana Guru? Almost none. By birth, no one is Brahmana. But by their teachings, by their shiksha, by their achar, they are great Vaishnavas. Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they are from the Kayastha family. Prabhupada is from Vaishya family. But all they were great Vaishnavas. And they established. This is what Vaishnava Sampradaya. And Smart Sampradaya, you will find, they have this hierarchy. Started from only Brahmanas. Only Brahmanas can be Guru. Only Brahmanas can be Guru. But our philosophy, as Mahaprabhu has given us, that Yehi Krishna Tattva Veta Sehi Guru Hai. Kiva Vipara Kiva Nyasi Shudra Keno Hai. It doesn't matter whether he's a Brahmana, Shudra, Vaishya. But the most important thing, he should be a Krishna Tattva Veta. He should know Paratparam Paramatma Purusham, that is Krishna. Then he can become a Guru. And we have that parampara. That's why these orthodox Brahmins, they don't accept sometimes our parampara. They said, where it is mentioned. But all our Shad Goswamis, they were Brahmins. Highly qualified Brahmins from the south. Even all the four Sampradayas, Acharyas, they are from Brahmin family. Because need to be understood that what is essential? To become a Brahmana or to become a devotee of the Lord? No way. Being a Vaishnava, you should not offend anyone. What to speak of a Brahmana by birth? At least he is qualified to become a Brahmana by birth. That is different. Like, see, Lord Ramachandra, he showed by his own example. When he killed Ravana, he asked Vibhishana, get done the proper sanskaras for him. Vibhishana, why I have to do that for this condemned person? He is such an antagonist. He was fighting with you, my Lord. The Lord said, no. He was a born Brahmin and I am a Kshatriya. I have done a papa. So Lord, get done prayashchitta for that after killing Ravana. Brahmahatya prayashchitta. And he said, if you are not going to do that, then I will do it considering him as my brother. And then Vibhishana got ready to get done the last rites for Ravana. Even though he was born as a demonic family, behaved like a demon, but Lord still gave him honor of a Brahman. If you understand that one, that my worshipable Lord is giving honor to this Brahmana. Even Bhrigu, he came and kicked in Lord's chest. Lord accepted that. And apologized. Oh, you beat me, I got hurt because my chest is very hard, harder than the vajra. So here we can see if Brahmana, he comes and offends Lord, so still Lord honors him. And what to speak of us? We always. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.